Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. His book has spawned the widely acclaimed movie of the same name, God's Not Dead, a movie that is spreading rapidly around the world with powerful impact. A 2012 Newsweek article cites, quote, "The fastest growing segment of belief among the young is atheism." In his book, God's Not Dead, Evidence for God in an Age of Uncertainty, Dr. Rice Brooks offers a clear, understandable overview of the evidence for God as well as the credibility of the Christian faith while responding directly to many skeptical claims. Dr. Brooks is the co-founder of the Every Nation family of churches, which currently includes more than 1,000 churches in over 60 countries. Present on hundreds of college campuses and universities, Dr. Brooks has spent the last 30 years with Every Nation, focusing on equipping college students around the globe to defend their faith. And in the defense of their faith, he always proclaims the simple message of Christ and how Christ loves us, loves you. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried and he rose again on the third day. And the living Christ, who loves you so much, calls you to himself today. And in this program, we're hoping, we're believing, we're praying that you, if you haven't yet done so, would open your heart to Jesus Christ. Whatever it is you're facing, whatever it is you might be going through, open your heart to Jesus, dear friend. Dr. Rice Brooks serves as the senior minister of Bethel World Outreach Church in Nashville, Tennessee. He provides oversight for this multi-ethnic, multi-site church, which currently meets in locations Middle Tennessee, Texas, and Arizona. He's the author of books, as I said earlier, including God's Not Dead, also the book Every Nation in Our Generation, and a widely known book on discipleship, one on biblical foundations, a book entitled called The Purple Book. Dr. Brooks holds a Bachelor of Business Administration from Mississippi State University, a master's degree from Reformed Theological Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi, as well as a doctorate in missiology from Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California. Dr. Rice Brooks lives in Franklin, Tennessee with his wife Jody and their five children. This is a pre-recorded interview with Dr. Brooks, a special moment that I want you to be a part of as you listen in intently with your heart to what the Lord has to say to build and encourage you. Here's Dr. Rice Brooks. I'm here with Dr. Rice Brooks, author of God's Not Dead, Evidence for God in an Age of Uncertainty. Rice, how did you get the vision to write God's Not Dead?
First of all, Danny, thank you so much for having me on the show. I have certainly enjoyed getting to know you and hearing your story, so it's an honor to be here with you. Danny, the story is there was a basically for 30 years plus, I've been on college campuses ministering and answering these same questions over and over again about how do you know that God is real? Many people will default to their own experience with God, of course, marveling at your story of God's miraculous provision for you and your own dramatic story. Many people have their own personal story. When it comes to talking to skeptics and people that are, you know, maybe have intellectual obstacles to the Christian faith, I begin to write these things down and have kind of have a burden to see this expressed. And then circumstances came about to where the opportunity to put this in a book form, and then I was, you know, fortunate enough, Thomas Nelson got the book, and It's been very, very well received in terms of helping people understand the evidence for God.
Did you ever think it would be made into a movie?
Well, that's kind of the funny story, Danny. You know how things happen. Sometimes they're very, very simple and subtle. I'm riding down the road in Louisiana with a friend of mine who's a businessman, and actually they do give tax breaks for movies that are shot and that are filmed in Louisiana, and I began to describe to him about the book, what I was writing, and he said, that sounds like a great movie, and he called the movie company, and they came to Nashville to meet with me, and then I described some of the encounters on college campuses and the challenges that young people have in terms of being challenged about their faith. They followed me out to California, to UCLA, where I was doing an outreach. And yes, the movie ended up being produced. And the long way around to the short answer you were looking for is no, I never dreamed it would be, but kind of watching how this has unfolded, it's been pretty amazing to see it happen.
And as it stands, I don't know, maybe you've got even, the numbers have changed already, but from what I've heard, what are we looking at, about $2 million in production and over $50 million at the box office?
Yeah, those will be numbers that will be studied for a long time. Yeah, the movie cost less than $2 million to make, and it's brought in somewhere like $50-52 million so far, and that's just domestically. It's yet to go. It's starting to. You know, I was in England for the premiere a few weeks ago, and then it's all through Latin America. So, hopefully, you know, more than anything else, is the my great heart in this, in terms of my involvement, is just counting the literally the millions of people. I think over 6 million have seen the movie in the mainland. Alone, and then beyond that, you know, seeing what's happening around the world, to see millions of people be able to see this, and to see this, the movie, which is really about a young man challenged on a college campus to defend his faith. If people have not heard the plot, God's Not Dead, the movie, it's a young student in a college on a college campus who's challenged by his atheist professor to prove that God exists in front of the entire class. And my book kind of, you know, provided the content for those classroom scenes. There are three classroom scenes where this young man, the actor Shane Harper, who plays the student, and he's confronted by none other than the actor who played Hercules, Kevin Sorbo. And so, yes, it's quite a drama, quite a challenge, and but just exciting to see just the people that are being inspired to know that there are real reasons for our faith. That real faith is not blind, it is based on evidence, and that God has given that evidence through what he has made in the world. He's given that evidence through what he has made in terms of us as human beings, in terms of the complexity of our DNA, the morality that we have as human beings that cannot be explained by just merely natural processes. And then ultimately, Danny, the reality of God becoming a man in Christ, and his resurrection validating who he is in terms of God proving himself and revealing himself in history through Jesus Christ.
I've read your books. I've heard you speak. I've listened to your, I was listening to tapes, Pastor Rice, and now it would be CDs and podcasts. But one thing that always...
We miss tapes, don't we? I hope our listeners know that we got started on cassette tapes. Well, you know, I still kind of slip up and say tapes, and people look at me like, what are you talking about?
Well, at least I didn't say I listened to you on the 8-track.
That's true. Now, that would have been an oldie.
One of the things I've relished is... There's a grace of a dynamic that the Lord has given you, not only in eloquence and ability to communicate and put together phrases and words, but beyond that, there's this undercurrent of almost an unbridled passion for souls, and to reach them, and yet connecting with that is a relevance, a connectivity to the culture, to where people are at. And so when I watch the movie, I can see, hey, this may very well be what college students today are faced with. And here's a creative way of equipping them, and not only them, but all of us, in engaging when it comes to reaching people. With that, Rice, what lessons has the Lord taught you through this process?
Danny, that's a good point. I think, you know, the key for all of us is that, you know, we stay relevant because we still talk to people. I mean, I have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old son. I'm concerned about what they face. I have older children, you know, I mean, my children go up from there, but my two younger ones, and looking at a world that they live in and the questions that they get answered. I think the most important thing is that we have to answer questions that people are asking. I mean, I think many times when it comes to church and religion and theology, we think that we're going to learn, and it's important to learn what's happened in history, but yet we've got a challenge now. And skeptics have raised the challenge, and their insults on the internet. You know, God is like a tooth fairy, the Bible is a fairy tale, Jesus was a myth, and young people are being taken out by just what I call drive-by insults. I mean, there's no more intellectual credibility to most of it than what you'd see at a supermarket when you see a newspaper that says Bigfoot stole my baby, or Elvis seen with Michael Jackson, you know, the National Enquirer or the World News that you see on newsstands. I mean, they can print anything. It's just kind of, you know, this trash journalism, so to speak. But yet, you know, there's those kinds of intellectual arguments, and that's the kind of stuff that this generation is facing.
When someone is being assaulted, attacked, if you've ever been victimized or felt threatened or fearful because of uncertainties or inabilities that you have, maybe you're small, maybe you have not been equipped to take care of certain things, it always feels better, safer. There's a strength that's given when someone comes alongside you, stands with you, and says, hey, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to stand alongside. I'm going to defend you. I'm going to build you up. So, you know, you're not going to go through this alone. It happens that way among college students all the time. It happens when intellectual arguments come and we feel unprepared or inadequate, never been trained. Dr. Rice Brooks writes a book, God's Not Dead, to equip. It's become a movie. It's spreading all across the globe now to equip, and you'll hear more from him when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Soon after Rice Brooks became a Christian as a third-year university student, he discussed his faith with his brother Ben, who was an atheist. He was a third-year law student. Though Rice was young in his faith, his simple answers to his brother's questions led to Ben's acceptance of Christ, and he baptized Ben later that day. He says, "Since that day, I've devoted my life to reaching out to an unbelieving, skeptical world with the message that God is indeed real and has revealed himself in nature as well as in history." You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. We're featuring Dr. Rice Brooks, the author of the book, God's Not Dead. It's become a movie now, and if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to make it to the movie theaters as quickly as you can. It will be not only an inspiration, it will equip you and move you and remind us about the responsibilities we have, and also connect better with people, especially younger people who are in college, who are struggling, wrestling. But of course, not just the college students, but anyone who's wrestling with communicating their faith to people who are skeptical. This is a pre-recorded interview with Dr. Rice Brooks that I want to present to you. Really have you listen in to this special moment that we had with him as he continues to discuss how the Lord has prepared him and positioned him to communicate and write and speak the way that he does.
I mean, there's no more intellectual credibility to most of it than what you'd see at a supermarket when you see a newspaper that says Bigfoot stole my baby, or Elvis seen with Michael Jackson, you know, the National Enquirer, or the World News that you see on newsstands. I mean, they can print anything. It's just kind of, you know, this trash journalism, so to speak. But yet, you know, there's those kinds of intellectual arguments, and that's the kind of stuff that this generation is facing. I mean, there's nonsense that says, you know, not only did the Holocaust not happen, 9/11 was a conspiracy from our government to do. I mean, you hear nonsense like that. So if you don't have the ability to discern that, and young people aren't equipped, not just young people of all ages. So it's never been more needed to fulfill what the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, mm-hmm. when it says to be prepared to give a reason for the hope that's within you. And our faith is based on evidence. I went down in writing my book, God's Not Dead, the book, I went down to Australia to the Global Atheist Convention in April of 2012, and 3,500 atheists gathered from around the world. Here, men like Richard Dawkins and Sam Harris and others. These are kind of the who's who of the atheist world. And I was bracing myself for some really formidable intellectual proposition or challenge. And on the opening night of this convention, this Friday night, I was given four professional comedians. You think if you traveled all that way to a, quote, global celebration of reason, that you get some reason. And so I came away realizing that, you know, that one of the tactics his mockery and ridicule, insult. Like I said, you know, your God is like the tooth fairy, your belief in God. They call him your imaginary friend. Wait a minute, there's no good evidence that the tooth fairy exists. There is good evidence that God exists, and how dare you trivialize the existence of God than that which great minds have all embraced. Even Einstein, even though Einstein was not did not believe in a personal God, Einstein was not an atheist. And, you know, the greatest scientific mind of history, Isaac Newton, who basically said, you know, when you look at the universe, when you look at that which is made, there's no way that this does not proceed, as Newton would say, from the counsels of the divine mind. So, you know, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to equip and train people, and we can no longer just assume that by attending church and, you know, learning Bible stories that necessarily means that people will believe that they're true. So we can continue to have movies like The Son of God or other biblical movies, but we have to go into the foundation and establish the reality that this book, the Bible, is true. It's not a book that says, you know, once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away, or it's not a fairy tale. I mean, even a simple trip to Israel. I just got back a few weeks ago from Jerusalem, and a simple trip to Israel will prove to the average skeptic that this, you know, this story of Jesus is not some make-believe story. It's rooted in history.
You talk about engagement. You talk about relevance. The book, the movie, inspiring, challenging, equipping. And Reich, you are an equipper. You see a need, you fill a need. God gives you these ideas, these mechanisms to create resources that have changed the lives of millions. What is the God test?
Oh, Danny, thank you for mentioning that. Well, you know, really the God test is a tool. For the listener, it looks like a CD cover. It's a little square, maybe 4 inches square, and it has all these images of different religions and philosophies. And when people hear the God test, the subtitle is 10 Questions Forever to Live with the Answers. And on one side are 10 questions if a person says they believe in God. You flip it over, there's 10 questions if they don't believe in God. And, Danny, it's just a tool, a dialogical tool. But it really is a way for people to start a conversation about God and spiritual things without it being kind of strange and awkward. When people see these images on the God test, or maybe in some places they kind of advertise it, so there's this curiosity about what is the God test. And really, it's you ask a person, do they believe in God? And if they say yes, there's 10 questions. If they say no, you flip it over, and there's 10 different questions. And what we found, Danny, is that if we just can ask questions and listen and allow people to describe their belief or their non-belief, that it really facilitates this kind of moment where you can have a civil conversation about God. And it started, I constructed it about 3 years ago, and it's gone all over the world, you know, very much used now in different countries and contexts, from Poland, you name it, you know, just to have these conversations. So hopefully our listeners, if you go to thegodtest.org, you can see all the training videos are free. But it's really, Danny, just a way to help get people into the conversation about God in a very non-awkward way. So that's an overview.
A snapshot of a way, an effective way, a way that works when it comes to engaging people. Rice, you also have a seminar training, as you've done. I've sat in it. I've gained much from it. You also talked about the SALT method of evangelism. Describe that for us.
Well, you know, Danny, first of all, the fact that you remembered it, it's really that really encourages me, because when you say SALT, S-A-L-T, it really stands for start a conversation, ask questions, listen, and then tell your story, then talk. So many times when people try to engage people that don't believe, they almost treat them like a telemarketer, where you start talking and feel like you have to have all the answers. But that's really where the God test uses the SALT method, because we start a conversation by asking people, would you like to take the God test? Have you heard of the God test? And then the God test really is just a set of questions. And if you'll listen to people, so we start the conversation, that's S. We A, ask questions. We L, listen. And then T, tell the story. So I found if we'll ask questions and genuinely listen to people, that they return the respect and listen to us when it's maybe we get the chance to then give them a biblical response or a Christian response to the questions. Questions like, if you believe in God, how do you describe God? Well, let's just say they believe in God, the God test would ask the question like, well, how do you describe God? And you want to listen to how a person perceives and what they think God is like. And then you say, another question is, what does God expect of us? And then you ask them, how do you think you're doing? If you think God expects something, then how do you think you're doing about it? On a scale of 1 to 10, do you believe that heaven is real? And if so, does everybody go? Once a person says, yes, I think, like the movie Out Now, heaven is for real. Once a person acknowledges heaven is for real, you ask them, do you think that everybody goes to heaven? Well, they pause a minute and they go, everybody's got a hell for somebody, whether it's Hitler or maybe they got mad at somebody and unfriended them on Facebook. They may not want to spend forever with them in heaven, mm-hmm. So maybe they're there. Everybody, it's funny to listen to people and really see how they make sense of the world, and especially the world to come.
You can get the God test at ricebrooks.com. That's ricebrooks, BROOCKS, BROOCKS, ricebrooks.com. That you can find out about the SALT method. He has unique videos, short videos that actually train, equip, and his way of communicating is so clear. He uses such a great storyteller, but it's inspiring. It moves. He has the grace of an evangelist. He's an amazing pastor, but a world evangelist. And what God has used him to do is to equip hundreds of thousands all over the world. And it's growing. I mean, imagine equipping millions, and they in turn reaching out to the inner circles of their family and friends. That's what Dr. Rice Brooks does. And he'll come back and share more here at The Good Life. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on The Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dr. Rice Brooks, he says this. He says, my hope is that there will be thousands of believers who are able to defend their faith in the midst of the unbelieving culture around them. He goes on, there are straightforward answers to the questions posed by skeptics, yet most believers aren't familiar enough with them to explain them. You can learn about that from Dr. Rice Brooks' book, God's Not Dead, Evidence for God in an Age of Uncertainty. It's become a widely acclaimed movie, the same name, same title, God's Not Dead. In fact, to find out more about this book, about Dr. Brooks, about his many resources, go to ricebrooks.com. His last name, B-R-O-O-C-K-S, ricebrooks.com. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. If you're tuning in right now, you can get this program as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get it, listen to it, pass it on to family members and friends. And now, we return to our pre-recorded interview with Dr. Rice Brooks.
Now, heaven is for real. Once a person acknowledges heaven is for real, you ask them, you know, do you think that everybody goes to heaven? Well, they pause a minute and they go, well, you know, everybody's got a hell for somebody, whether it's Hitler or, you know, maybe they got mad at somebody and unfriended them on Facebook. They may not want to spend forever with them in heaven, mm-hmm. So maybe they're there. Funny to listen to people and really see how they make sense of the world and especially the world to come. If they're atheists, we ask questions like, you know, what are the main reasons you don't believe in God? And we found that there's three primary reasons that people give. One is they say there's no evidence for God. Two, they say evolution says that God is not needed. And then evil and suffering, they say, points to God's absence in the world. So we ask them, well, why don't, you know, can you, if they say they're an atheist or an agnostic, what are the main reasons you don't believe in God? And then we ask questions like, do you think evil is real? Does evil exist? Well, if they're atheists, then how do you account for evil? And then as you go through this SALT method and you're listening to these answers, then there comes a moment where everyone just genuinely wants to hear what you say. If you've been respectful, then they'll return the favor and listen to you. And so it really sets up a moment to have, a very civil discussion about God and spiritual things.
There is a sweetness in the equipping of the multitudes. You know, we've experienced what it's like to really lift up the superstar evangelists. But this is different. This is equipping, mobilizing, and deploying millions. And the impact of which, Rice, would be exponential, wouldn't you say?
You know, Danny, I hate to, many times we kind of hype up what we're doing, and I know everybody thinks that what they're doing is important, and I certainly hope it is. But I have, after over 30 years of ministry, there's nothing that I've seen that has the kind of potential, because, again, it empowers the average person. I think everybody listening to your radio show would want to be able to defend their faith, and they'd like to be able to have a non-confrontational way to have a discussion about God, whether it's with a loved one or a coworker. And I've found that many times it's just, as ministers, it's our fault for not training people in a better way. So mm-hmm. I think the simpler we make it, the more reasonable we make it, the more reachable. It's not some, you don't have to be some great intellectual, you don't have to be some hyper-bold person. You just have to be somebody that cares, and if you can learn to ask questions and listen, then you can engage in spiritual conversations. It can make a real difference in people's lives.
Well, with a heart like that, that has been cultivated under through the Word of God, under the tutelage of other great leaders, here we have Dr. Rice Brooks sharing out of his heart, out of his life. It piques a point of curiosity in me, Rice, to ask us to take a walk down memory lane, for a moment at least. Where did you grow up?
Danny, I'm a Texas fellow. My dad was in the oil business, so I lived in Dallas, and then my dad traveled, lived in places like Algeria, drilling oil wells out in the Sahara Desert. Texas, and then moved around a little bit, but yeah, I would say my roots are Texan. Being a Texan, and now, like the song says, all my exes live in Texas. That's why I live in Tennessee. So I'm a pastor of a church in Nashville, Tennessee, Bethel World Outreach Church.
Yes.
And it's a multi-site church, multi-ethnic church, about 40% African-American, 40% white, and the rest is, maybe 50 different countries. So very much excited for what goes on there. And then, of course, we have a family of churches called Every Nation. Mm-hmm. They're known as Grace Bible in the islands here in Hawaii, which is, again, always the sacrifice for me to come here to such a difficult place like Honolulu and fight through all of the difficulties. My people at home are suffering storms and tornadoes, and here I'm over here in the islands talking to you. So, yeah, this is a... I'm obviously being funny or trying to be, but churches around the world that we focus on college campuses. We're on maybe 700 college campuses that we minister besides the churches that we plant. So really honored to be a part of that. And obviously many, many great things that God's doing around the world for other ministries. It's just a great time to be alive, I think.
Who influenced you most there in your growing up years?
Oh, gosh, Danny, I mean, my dad is 89 years old. My father's my hero. My dad was actually led to Christ because of what happened in my life and my older brother. My older brother was an atheist who came home from law school to talk me out of the Christian faith when I became a Christian. And I baptized my brother that weekend. And my father, that between what happened to me and my brother, was kind of awakened to God and became a Christian. But, my dad, even to this day at 89, is... he's the most honest person. Even though he didn't really know the Lord, he still had character, like nobody I've ever met. So, yeah, I have to say my dad was the biggest one. But, I found, in college, had some really strong believers that got in my face, as I tell people, got in my face without a breath mint and began to preach to me. And they made a difference. And I actually took my three sons, about 2 weeks ago to meet one of the guys named Greg Anthony, who is a Presbyterian pastor now, Presbyterian minister, but he was the one back in college that I credit as leading me to the Lord. So anyway, I hope that answers your question, but probably my dad to this day is still, he's my hero.
What about in your Christian life? I mean, it seems like, as you mentioned, your brother Ben, and you've been engaging atheists from the get-go throughout your Christian life as you've grown. Who have been some of the mentors that the Lord has brought into your life, and how have they influenced you?
Oh, gosh, there's a long list. I have so many people to thank. I think there are people like Pastor Jack Hayford. Pastor Jack was certainly an influence. Just people, but I think basically it's been like Steve Merle, for instance, or Norman Nakanishi. Norman is the pastor here in Honolulu, and Norman brought me in. Norman I met in 1986. He's been such an influence, and anybody that's been as faithful as he's been a passionate soul winner, but also, I mean, he's been a passionate for the gospel, passionate in terms of being a pastor. Steve Merle, my college roommate. Steve and I went to the Philippines together and started a church. I did the easy part. I spoke for 30 days straight, but he stayed behind and built one of the great churches in the world that has probably 10,000 small groups now. Countless believers coming on a Sunday morning in 13 locations. But Steve has been just such a steady, rock of an influence in my life. And, I'm grateful that the people that I've known for years and have built with us in terms of fellow ministers are still by my side, and they're still co-laboring with me, and they're still, just being who they are, just solid, faithful believers. Sitting with Norman Nakanishi today at breakfast, just, looking into his eyes. I mean, he's a man that, if I was here in the islands, I would want to be in his church, because he's just got such a solid walk with God, and someone that I trust is a man of integrity. And, those are the kinds of people that would really make the difference.
Dr. Rice Brooks, a moment of reflection where he takes a walk and allows us to come along with him to reflect back on leaders that have influenced him. He talks about his college roommate, Pastor Steve Merle, a church that has grown up to 80,000 in the Philippines. Pastor Rice preached for 30 days, and Pastor Steve stayed and grew one of the great churches in the world today. Imagine that, 10,000 small groups in a church. It's just all across the Philippines. And they're planting churches all over the world. Have you been influenced by someone? Has it been a good influence? If so, have you thanked that mentor? Have you showed your appreciation? Have you expressed your heart? Maybe this is a good time to do that. Have you been a leader, a mentor to someone else? You've got things to share, experiences that God has allowed you to have invested in you. If not, maybe you should. You'll hear more from inspiring leader Pastor Rice Brooks when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dr. Rice Brooks says young people aren't being prepared with the answers they need to sustain their faith in the hostile environment of a university setting. He goes on, real faith isn't blind. It's evidence-based. And there's an astounding amount of evidence that God's not dead. Of course, he's the author of the book, God's Not Dead. It's become a movie that has spread widely. The impact is immense. It's a surprise to many people. Of course, how do you make a movie for less than $2 million? And in just a few weeks, at the box office, it's well over $50 million. And then it's spreading in South America and in Europe. Dr. Rice Brooks is the author of that book, God's Not Dead. And he is here with us here in this pre-recorded interview, a special moment. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our program, to get this program as a free podcast, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Dr. Rice Brooks, access the God Test, see other training videos there, hear him speak, and other resources that he has, the SALT method of evangelism, and much more, go to ricebrooks.com. Again, ricebrooks.com. And now, join us for this in our last segment, this interview with Dr. Rice Brooks. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Oh gosh, I think it's just knowing that there's no, you know, where else to go. You know, I was listening to your story, Danny. I almost want to have you talk because I was so enamored hearing the dramatic story you've been through in terms of your own, falling 400 feet and surviving, and then, you know, all that God's done to, you know, I mean, that just doesn't happen where people have that kind of catastrophe and come back from it. But, I think that I've just, as a pastor and minister for over 30 years, I've just not only personally but seen so much and heard about so much. And had one lady in my church that saw her own parents killed and had to testify identifying the murderer that had killed them. And she was a little girl, and she said, you know, she was bitter at God for a while, but then she said this statement. She said, you know, I needed God more than I needed to be mad at him. Mm. I think that's really the thing, you know, in listening to people like yourself talk and others. You know, we need God. You know, we need him so much that people who turn away from God because of pain, you know, and they become atheists or they reject God, I tell them, I said, look, atheism doesn't take away the pain. It just takes away the hope. And when we turn to God and not turn from him, that's it. I just run to God, just run to him, run to his word. I've got like the disciples of Jesus. Where else can we go? There's no other place that we can go. So that's just clinging to him, loving him, reading the Bible, getting around people that love God, you know, that are there to encourage you. That's really how I think I've made it through the things that I've gone through, and I've watched others make it through as well.
Pastor Rice, you indeed a heart of a shepherd. It just emanates from you, and the passion of an evangelist. Pastor, somebody today is broken up inside. Someone is questioning God. Someone is wondering how they're going to handle their financial dilemma. Some are even thinking of giving up, quitting, whatever it is. And sometimes it's even quitting life. Would you be so gracious to say a prayer for our dear friend, a dear brother or sister who's listening? Would you do that, Pastor?
Absolutely. Let me just say that, we have a God in Christianity that is not distant from our pain. We have a God who became a man in Christ. He didn't just remain some force, some distant creator that stayed aloof from human pain. Our God became a man in history. It says that he was acquainted with suffering and with grief. And it says he bore our sicknesses and our diseases. He bore our pain. He suffered in history on a cross. He knows rejection. He knows to be betrayed. He knows what that's like. And so I think this is the thing that, and then his resurrection in history verifies who he is, that we can trust him. He's not just a philosophy or an attitude. So, Lord, I pray for all those listening, and thank you for this show. Thank you for Danny and his heart to help people. Thank you for his heart to guide people to not turn from you, but to turn to you. And Lord, if we turn to you today, every person listening, Lord, if they'll trust you and turn to you, mm-hmm. not blindly, Lord, but knowing that, looking back to see from the creation of the world to the creation of us as people, to the fearfully and wonderfully way we are made in terms of the complexity of life, the enormous information that goes into our human genome, the mystery of consciousness, that we are indeed conscious beings, that we're moral beings, that we live in a world of pain and suffering, but Father, we're the only creatures that know that what that is. No other person, no other being understands pain and suffering. And in the midst of our pain and suffering, we have a God in you that communicates to us what to do and gives us hope. Jesus, I pray for each person listening that there would be hope that is born in their heart. And that Jesus, you would take the hope of not just something beyond this life, but the hope in this life. Mm-hmm. And you would turn that into faith. You said faith is a substance of things hoped for, like a blueprint, Lord. Hope is that blueprint, but faith can build what the blueprint suggests is possible. So, Lord, may the very things that you promise in the Bible, may those promises come to life for every person listening. May they say out loud, just say out loud wherever you are, just say, Jesus, I know you're real. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for me, and you were raised from the dead. Just verbalize this wherever you're listening. Yes. And because you have been raised from the dead, say this out loud, because you have been raised from the dead, this very day I can be raised up into a new life, into a new hope, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Rice Brooks, what a privilege it's been to have you. And as you've led us closer to the Lord, led people to Jesus just now in this time together, it's been a moment of a gift from God, a blessing indeed. Rice, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Thank you for
your
heart. I so greatly appreciate you. Thank you again. That was a moment with Dr. Rice Brooks, the author of the book God's Not Dead, which, as you know, has become a movie, a blockbuster now. I mean, it's spreading all across the country, all over the world, and in an incredibly practical way to be equipped on sharing your faith. Sometimes when a friend, someone comes and stands beside you in a moment when you're feeling a bit down or feeling a bit inadequate, someone comes and says, hey, I'm going to help you out. Let me strengthen you. Let me stand with you. it boosts you up. It boosts me up. I mean, suddenly my spine gets a little bit more stiff. I get a little bit more courageous. And the book, Pastor Rice, the movie, all these things, and the many resources that the Lord is bringing to bear today is to strengthen us, to strengthen how we witness, how we share the love of Jesus Christ with our family members, with our friends, with our co-workers. Dear friend, as you've been privileged, as we've been privileged to hear him share his heart with us, there are a few things that really stand out, how other leaders have influenced him, how his early engagement with others, starting with his brother Ben, the atheist, the third-year law student, really set in motion the things that he's doing today, and it's gone on for over three decades. It comes to a moment when a decision is made and we take steps of faith in that direction. Perhaps today is that moment for you to take a step in that direction. Maybe it's the moment for you to take what we consider the most important step, the step to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And therein lies the potential to access the guidance of the Lord, the strength of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord, because the Lord lives in you. Would you open your heart to Christ today, my friend? I hope so. I hope so. And as you do, we've got much more resources for you. And I've got many friends who are pastors of churches here and even across the country. And there are those even in other parts of the world. And you can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dear friend, I hope you've been encouraged today by the insights from Dr. Rice Brooks. You can find out more at ricebrooks.com. That's B-R-O-O-C-K-S, ricebrooks.com. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And like I said, if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. Got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dr. Rice Brooks. Find out more at ricebrooks.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.